This is the LA News.
With 15 days remaining before the U.S. presidential election, Democratic challenger Joe Biden continues to lead in national polling against Republican President Donald Trump. Millions of Americans are casting early ballots. But Biden's campaign is urging its supporters not to take that lead for granted after Democrat Hillary Clinton was expected to win the 2016 election, only to lose at the last minute on election night to Trump. Poll aggregators show Biden with a 9 or 10 percentage point lead nationally and perhaps half that lead in key battleground states that will determine the outcome of the election. President Trump says he's confident he will be reelected. An unprecedented number of early voters have already cast their ballots in this year's contest. Nearly 28 million people have voted already, either in person or by mail, since early voting started in recent weeks. Experts say as many as half of this year's votes could come in before Election Day, November 3rd. Some of the voters have told interviewers they voted early to avoid Election Day crowds where they might catch coronavirus. The World Health Organization says 184 countries have now joined the COVID-19 Global Vaccine Alliance, known as COVAX. It's designed to speed development and distribution of an eventual COVID-19 vaccine. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday that Ecuador and Uruguay are the most recent nations to join the cooperative program. The United States is not part of the COVAX program, calling it too constraining. Earlier this year, the Trump administration said it was withdrawing support for the WHO, saying the group is too heavily influenced by China. President Trump has blamed China in the past for the global spread of the coronavirus. You're listening to VOA News. In his first foreign trip since taking office last month, new Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga was in Hanoi Monday for his first foreign visit. Suga is participating in bilateral talks with his Vietnamese counterpart, reaching agreements on strengthening economic and security cooperation. Suga succeeds Shinzo Abe, who recently resigned citing ill health. At a news conference, Suga announced an agreement for Japan to export military equipment to Vietnam to counter China's military presence in the region. After the talks, Suga visited the home of former Vietnamese leader Ho Chi Minh and laid a wreath at his mausoleum. Suga's first diplomatic trip continues with a stop next in Indonesia. The daughter of a U.S. citizen missing in Syria says a top U.S. official recently visited the war-torn country, apparently for talks on her missing father and also for freelance journalist Austin Tice. Both disappeared in Damascus years ago. Maryam Kamamaz said Monday the family learned last week of the visit, but still has no news of her father, Maj Kamamaz, his whereabouts or his health. The visit by Kash Patel, deputy assistant to President Donald Trump and top White House counterterrorism official, was first reported by the Wall Street Journal on Sunday. There's been no immediate U.S. comment on those reports. There has not been a confirmed visit by a high-level American official to Damascus since the U.S. shuttered its embassy in the capital and withdrew its ambassador in 2012 as Syria's civil war worsened. The visit would be seen as a boost by the internationally isolated government of President Bashar Assad, which faces U.S. and European sanctions for its role in the 9-year war. In recent months, as the war has subsided, a number of Arab countries that had boycotted Assad have begun reopening their embassies in Damascus. Ireland's Data Protection Agency is investigating Instagram following concerns over how the image-sharing social platform handles children's personal data. That's according to a spokesperson on Monday. The Data Protection Commission has begun two probes into how the U.S. firm owned by Facebook manages the personal data of people under 18 years old. A DPC statement said the first will establish whether Facebook has a legal basis for the ongoing processing of children's personal data and if it employs adequate protections. The second will test the appropriateness of Instagram profile and account settings for children and examine the firm's responsibility to protect the data protection rights of children as vulnerable persons. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.